This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the effect of weather on back pain, and finally, a story asking the question, is a calorie? For HealthBeat, wishing everyone a safe, healthy, and happy new year, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 490. Recorded December 26, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study was published in the journal Arthritis Care and Research to the effects that weather had on back pain. The authors conducted a case crossover study in primary care clinics in Sydney, Australia. A total of 993 consecutive patients with a sudden acute episode of back pain were recruited from October 2011 to November 2012. Following the pain onset, demographic and clinical data about the back pain episode were obtained for each participant during an interview. Weather parameters such as temperature, relative humidity, air pressure, wind speed, wind gust, wind direction, and precipitation were obtained from the Australian Bureau of Meteorology for the entire study period. The study concluded that weather parameters that have been linked to musculoskeletal pain, such as temperature, relative humidity, air pressure, and precipitation, do not increase the risk of a low back pain episode. Higher wind speed and wind gust speed provided a small increase in risk of back pain, and although this reached statistical significance, the magnitude of the increase was not clinically important. You can discuss other studies with your qualified health care provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic, which have found connections between barometric pressure that may have an effect on joint pain. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A commentary was recently published in the journal Public Health Nutrition, which asked the question, is a calorie? Prevailing thinking about obesity and related diseases holds that quantifying calories should be a principal concern and target for intervention. Part of this thinking is that consumed calories, regardless of their sources, are equivalent, i.e., a calorie is a calorie. The present commentary discusses various problems with the idea that a calorie is a calorie, and with a primary quantitative focus on food calories. Instead, the authors argue for a greater qualitative focus on the sources of calories consumed, i.e., a greater focus on types of foods, and on the metabolic changes that result from consuming foods of different types. In particular, the authors consider how calorie-focused thinking is inherently biased against high-fat foods, many of which may be protective against obesity and related diseases, and supportive of starchy and sugary replacements, which are likely detrimental. Shifting the focus to qualitative food distinctions, a central argument of the paper, is that obesity and related diseases are problems due largely to food-induced physiology, such as neurohormonal pathways, not addressable through arithmetic dieting, such as calorie counting. The paper considers potential harms of public health initiatives framed around calorie balance sheets, targeting calories in and or calories out, that reinforce messages of overeating and inactivity as underlying causes rather than intermediate effects of obesity. Finally, the paper concludes that public health should work primarily to support the consumption of whole foods and help protect against obesity-promoting energy imbalance and metabolic dysfunction, and not continue to promote calorie-directed messages that may create and blame victims and possibly exacerbate epidemics of obesity and related diseases. Remember to discuss all nutrition-related questions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, as we enter the new year, I leave you with the following quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone a safe, healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. This has been Dr. Todd Igloe.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the strong, the rich and the